Well, hi, this is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to regret listening to the podcast today. You're in for a tremendous blessing. I'm sitting here with Brad today, and I'm looking forward to what I think is going to be a fascinating conversation with him. Brad is a senior at Tulsa Plains High School, where I teach, and a very, very sharp student. I think he made a 33 on the English and a 34 on the reading portion of the college entrance exam that we take. It's called the ACT. Some of you are familiar with that. Those are incredible scores if you're familiar with it. 36 is a perfect score, so awesome scores. He wasn't quite as satisfied with his math score, so he's working right now to bring that math score up. And in fact, that's why I get the privilege of having him as a student this year for the very first time. He's in ACT prep working on bringing that math score up. Brad, if you've been around him much, and most of you probably haven't, but I have, and he's just an extremely gracious, gentle spirit. He's fun to be around, and I just love having him in my class, and I love the time we've spent together in the Veritas Club. He got involved in the Veritas Club last year as a junior, I believe that's right, and because he took it so seriously and he was so faithful to it, we've asked him to serve as a Veritas officer this year. So he's one of our officers. He's a very committed follower of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And now I'm involved in all Christian clubs at Teleco.
That's right. He's involved not just in Veritas. We got three other meetings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we'll talk about all that in just a minute. He's a very committed follower of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to talk with him about that too in just a minute. Let me just tell you up front, for those of you who don't know Brad personally, that Brad was born into this world with some challenges that most of us don't have to deal with. He has cerebral palsy, and we're going to talk with him about that and how that affects his outlook on life, how he copes with that challenge. And so, Brad, it's just good to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hall. Good to be here.
All right. Well, now, you and I have had some talks together, and
yes,
you've talked with me about your faith in Christ, and I've been thrilled with what I've heard and what you shared with me. But I'd like for you to talk with us about that a little bit, maybe just tell a little bit of your story, how God brought you to where you are right now and your commitment to Christ.
Okay, well, my story when it comes to Christ is one of rebuilding. Mm. When I was very, very small, about 5 or 6 years old, my family used to go to church all the time, a Methodist church. And eventually, for a reason which I found out much, much later on in life, we stopped going.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the Ten Commandments say, you know, honor thy father and mother,
mm-hmm,
I just kind of went with it and never really thought twice about it.
Yeah.
Until I started high school. And when I started having anxiety problems and stress about especially academics, but also other things, I was laying in bed one night and just mulling over, you know, a test that was coming up the next day. And somehow God watched over me and made sure that I slept well,
mm-hmm,
and not to worry about it as much. And after that moment, I thought, God is powerful. And I didn't even know that he had this much power.
Yeah.
It was just this great awakening, I guess, is the term for it.
Yeah. It's just fascinating. Every time I talk with people like this, he just uses all kinds of different ways of getting people's
exactly
attention. Yeah. Well, I'm and I know you've committed yourself to Christ, and I think last year may have been some instrumental things too. I know
exactly.
That,
yeah.
What began to happen last year? Let's see. That's when you first started getting in the clubs,
right? Job, who you did an earlier podcast with, actually approached me about getting in the Veritas Club.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was pretty hesitant because it's like, oh, they're probably going to ask me about my Bible knowledge, which is not very good. It's still not that great. But and Mr. Hall, you approached me eventually,
mm-hmm,
also.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I logged in and listened, I thought, this is not your typical Christian club, if I may say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks historically and almost scientifically,
mm-hmm,
as to why people believe the way they believe. And that was fascinating to me.
Good. Well, I was just thrilled that when you came, you responded so well to it. You really
right.
You got involved immediately, just And I don't know if you've missed a meeting since. I don't know. You've been so faithful since you first started coming.
I think maybe because of absences and doctor visits, things like that.
Yeah, you might have been out of a time or two. But anyway, so at this point, how would you describe your commitment to Christ then?
At this point, it's getting stronger every day. Mm-hmm. I'm learning more. I am not obviously at the level of Bible knowledge and things like that that I should be. But I have definitely put my faith in Christ and taken the first big step into getting back into a serious relationship with God.
That is so good, man. That's just music to my ears to hear. That's awesome. And I see Him working in your life. I mean, I can see it in your enthusiasm and your commitment. It's very obvious. Yeah.
And for those of you who might be wondering, my dad does go to church. My mom doesn't, but my dad does. Mm-hmm. And again, he didn't go for a while, but I think maybe about 2 years ago, my stepmom kind of convinced him to gradually. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was with my dad that I went for the first time, and it was a community church. Mm-hmm. In Hazard, Kentucky. It's called Summit Community Church. Mm-hmm. And the first time I went, I just kind of fell in love with it.
Right.
I was amazed that church could be this open and this welcoming to all kinds of people.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And churches are a lot like people, you know. And sometimes I think you have to visit maybe a few to find the one that fits you. But in this case, it was wonderful that God just put you where it fit really good right at the beginning.
Yes.
So that is so good. And when we get around people who have the same faith in Christ that we do, there's just something special about that. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good experience there. Let's talk about your cerebral palsy for just a minute. For the benefit of somebody who might be listening in who doesn't really know you very well, why don't you tell us how cerebral palsy has affected you personally?
Okay, well, first I'd like to explain as best I can what cerebral palsy, or as I call it, CP, is. And it's basically an umbrella term which encompasses all sorts of disabilities, physical and mental, and in my case, it's definitely physical. In my case, CP has affected the part of my brain that controls muscle movements and muscle memory, things like that. Mm. So I'm prone to spasms, to jerky muscle movements. And there are some people with CP who cannot speak for themselves, cannot feed themselves, cannot think for themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a broad term, you know, without getting technical, for all kinds of disabilities.
So it affects different people different ways.
Exactly.
Radically differently in some cases. Yeah. And of course, you're in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Have you been in a wheelchair all your life?
Since I was 3 years old.
Yeah. And I know that that's definitely a challenge in some ways. It's got to be. I'm convinced that a lot of people who have to struggle with a lot fewer issues than you have, a lot fewer challenges, and I've seen a lot of these through the years, through the decades, I've seen a lot of people who find themselves struggling with bitterness and resentment, and maybe some of that's directed toward God because He let this happen. But I don't see that in you, Brad. I don't see it at all. Can you explain that?
It did happen when I was little, of course, which is natural to think. Mm-hmm. But eventually, I got into a stage where I started to think of things that I did or have done throughout my life, mm-hmm. and considered the question, would this happen without my disability?
Mm.
I mean, and that was the turning point that says, okay, maybe this disability was somehow for the better.
Yeah. Can you get more specific? I mean, how can you think of or remember some of those things? I mean, just maybe small things.
My intelligence.
Okay.
First and foremost, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be as intelligent mm-hmm. or able to cope with problem solving and all kinds of different problems mm-hmm. had it not been for my cerebral palsy.
Yeah. It's amazing how God does that kind of thing. You said you had a little bit of bitterness when you were younger.
Yes.
Because you weren't like the other kids, I guess.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But then you kind of began to realize God had a purpose in this.
Exactly.
My wife, Vicki, you know about this, but she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. This just reminded me of that. And one of the doctors was talking with her about the panic she might be feeling at the diagnosis. And I interrupted. I said, well, actually, she's handling it pretty well. And the doctor looked over at Vicki and said, well, have you told him that you're terrified and that you're wondering why me? And I love what my wife said. My wife looked at the doctor and said, actually, I'm not really terrified. And I thought, why not me? And I thought, I was so proud of her. And she again saw the hand of God working even through this difficult time. Now, she's doing great at this point. You know, we're thanking the Lord for that. But she was able to see God's hand in something that most people would think would be terrifying. And,
right.
And it sounds like that's what you're doing. Are you familiar with Johnny Erickson Tada?
Vaguely. Yeah. Not very much, but a little bit.
Yeah. Well, her story was, and I'll make this brief, but she broke her neck in a diving accident when she was a young girl, teenager. And then at first she said she just wanted to die. She broke her neck and paralyzed her from the neck down. And she actually tried to kill herself. She said she couldn't because all she could do is jerk her neck. She said she was trying to jerk her neck hard enough to break it again and die. But later she began to see the hand of God in all of this and her fiery trials, and she started being thankful to God, and she began to realize, just like you have, that God was doing something awesome through this horrible tragedy. And I think you may be surprised at how God's going to use this even more in days to come. I mean, He's using it right now. You know, there are people right now listening to this podcast who've probably been griping and complaining about things, and they're thinking, wow, I've got so much to be thankful for. And Brad's being an encouragement to
Well,
to
I've been told that many, many times.
Well, your spirit's just awesome. You know, you have that sweet spirit, and I just have to love it. So God's definitely using you. Let me ask this question. It may sound a little weird, but do you ever find that some people seem to be a little bit fearful of interacting with you? I mean, like maybe they're afraid they'll say the wrong thing, or they don't feel comfortable or anything like that. Do you have any of that?
Occasionally, yes. And I think it's also because of the different stereotypes that everyone has with people with disabilities. Whether it's a reduced intelligence level or, you know, just lack of competency and awareness for whatever they're doing. So yes, I have that a lot, but once, as you've done, get into a conversation with me and I'm able to explain it to people in a way that they understand, then it becomes a lot easier for both sides.
Yeah, I was going to say, what would you say to them? But I guess that's what you would say.
Yeah, well, I get approached by kids maybe as young as 2 or 3 years old. You know, why are you in a wheelchair? What happened to you? And I'm going to tell you, the hardest part is not really trying to explain the disability itself, but translating it in a way that those smaller children can understand.
Yeah, I can see how that would be tough. And some people, unfortunately, look at somebody who's different, and it scares them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is. They don't feel comfortable. They don't feel like they know how to relate. But I would just encourage people, hey, get to know Brad.
Yeah.
and you'll love it. I mean, you'll love him.
Well, I found out through this, you know, reconnection with God, that the easiest way to explain it to smaller children is, God made me this way and has a plan for me.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good, so good. And I just wish everybody who had any kind of problem, you know, could realize, hey, God's engineering this. God's got a purpose. Yeah, so good, so good. Any highs or lows? I mean, we already talked about some of those highs and lows, but anything else like that you want to share with us, things that maybe in your memory of really, really good times or really, really difficult times that you'd like to share with us and how God got you through some of those things?
There have been some highs and lows. One of which is just the introduction that I have gotten through all of the Christian clubs into God's Word and how practical it really is.
That's good.
Yeah. And so it's just...
Can I say amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, you may. And it's just been life-changing.
Wow. So good. Is anything else come to mind that you want to share there?
I guess a low point would be, now that I'm looking back on it, would be the loss of the connection that I had with God, especially without realizing it.
Mm, just kind of slipped away.
Yeah. And not being able to understand, you know, why me or my family chose, albeit not really deliberately, but over time, why we weren't as strong with God as we used to be.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that's a very, very common testimony for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And often it's the same thing, you know, it's just kind of gradual. They sort of slip away. Sometimes it's sudden, sometimes it's an event that happens, but sometimes it's just kind of gradual. And they suddenly wake up and realize, I'm not walking with God like I ought to be, or
yeah,
like I used to be. But then He has a way of getting our attention and bringing us back, and obviously that's what He's done for you.
That reminds me of a story, if you'd allow me to tell it. And it involves talking with my mom one day as to why she no longer goes to church.
Mm-hmm.
And all she said to me was, well, when you and Mark, which is my twin brother,
mm-hmm,
by the way, were born, and he has a heart condition,
mm-hmm,
as well, she felt very betrayed,
mm-hmm,
by God with the different kinds of complications we had after birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her shortly after she said this and just said, Mom, God did not betray you. He kept us alive.
Wow. Wow. Well, and you know, I can understand your mom's feelings there.
And
I mean, that's a
common
reaction.
That was another kind of light bulb moment,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, years before I was involved with high school and Veritas and all this.
Well, but God just kind of gave you wisdom beyond,
yes,
your years there. Yeah, and I certainly agree with you, you know, And yet, you know, I can see where your mom's coming from. It's a common feeling when things, you know, we have high expectations and things don't go the way we hope they would. And
right,
sometimes we can feel like, God, where are you? What's going on? But God's there and He's working. And it's like He's weaving this tapestry in our lives. And we're all very,
mm-hmm,
different. And it's unique and amazing that what He does. And somehow we look back on it when we get through and say, wow, look what God's been doing.
Exactly.
And I didn't understand it at all. Yeah, it's just good. I'm thinking that maybe we'll have some podcast listeners here who are a little bit younger than you are. And maybe just beginning their high school experience. You know, we got some freshmen involved in some of the Christian,
mm-hmm,
clubs. You want to offer any counsel or advice for those kids?
The best advice I can give you is believe in yourself that you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that, from day one, has been my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Just go day by day and say, I'm going to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Either with God's help or, you know, with the teacher's help, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do this.
Yeah. And I think, if I can qualify that, when you say believe in yourself, you're talking about believe that God's able to work.
Exactly.
Yeah, to work through you, yeah.
Yeah, try all of the Christian clubs that we have on offer,
mm-hmm,
at Telco, because,
yeah,
it's you and all of the other Christian club teachers, Mr. Witt,
mm-hmm,
Mr. Don Balcom,
mm-hmm,
they always say we won't embarrass you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that to be absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk in with literally no knowledge of the Bible whatsoever,
good,
and still get something really, really great out,
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, great. Good counsel, good counsel. I know God's gifted you with intelligence and a brilliant mind. He really has. I can see that. You may not be old enough yet to appreciate other ways He's gifted you. Sometimes it takes a few more years to see some of those things. But,
mm-hmm,
do you notice anything else yet, that the things that God's given you that make you a little different, or something that He's enabling you to do, or ways of thinking, or anything at all?
I am very, very accepting of other people, especially those with just minor differences, not those that you can see on the outside,
mm-hmm,
but I'm very, very empathetic with many, many types of people, and I thank God,
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Always will.
Yeah, that is so cool. And it almost sounds like maybe God's giving you the gift of mercy to be sensitive to,
yes,
what other people are, and that's a wonderful gift, and He's going to use that, man. He's going,
yes,
to use that.
I think so.
He's going to use it in your life. You know, one of the things we talk about sometimes in Veritas, and you may or may not have an opinion about this, but a lot of times we have, one of the reasons we created the Veritas Club is because so many young people finish high school and then they leave the church and they seem to leave God behind when they graduate from high school. And I don't know if you've got an opinion about why that happens or not. Have you thought much about that?
Based on what I've listened to you, is there's all kinds of viewpoints firing at you once you enter a college classroom. Mm-hmm. There are professors out there who will absolutely ridicule you and come at you with all kinds of beliefs that we, as Veritas members, would never believe.
Yeah.
And you just have to persevere.
Yeah.
And just stand by God's word because you know that it's true.
That's good. And man, you hit a good Bible word there, persevere, because there are going to be times when it's not easy, but we just keep on keeping on. I'm all the time saying stay in the battle, you know, just stay in that battle.
But my opinion is just persevere because you know what's right.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Well, let's talk about the future for just a few minutes. As far as the cerebral palsy is concerned, what's the prognosis for the future as far as that is concerned?
Cerebral palsy is a disability that does not get better or worse. It just kind of stays where it is, which is great.
Yeah.
Because that way, I know I'll have a normal life expectancy. Mm-hmm. I can do most of the things that I want to do without, you know, my physical makeup interfering that much.
Yeah, great. And it doesn't normally grow worse then with time.
No, it's not a developmental disability like multiple sclerosis is, or MS, as most people know it by.
Well, I can already see God working through that, and I know you can too, and you've shared a lot with me and with others as well. And I guess I've already said this, but I can guarantee there are people listening to this podcast who have been depressed and they're griping and they're complaining about problems that they're having that are so much less than what you have to deal with on a daily basis. And I'm just praying that when they listen to you, they can just hear God saying, hey, don't you have some things to be thankful for here? Don't you think you need to realize that I can work through this situation you're dealing with?
Yes.
I just believe God's going to use that. Now, I know none of us know the future. You know, you don't know the future. I don't know the future. Only God does, you know. And God tends to be full of surprises. You know, sometimes we think we know what direction we're going, and God just tends to change that. So we're always open to that. But based on your plans right now and your thinking right now about the future, what are your hopes for the future? What are you thinking might happen?
My hopes are to be a writer.
Cool.
For right now. And that's very, very likely now that I have such high ACT scores. And I'm always working, you know, to get them higher. But I've always had a love for English. My mom was an English teacher for something like 12 or 13 years. So it's kind of been instilled in me throughout my life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you got that from your mom.
Yes.
That desire. Now, and in time, God may have you writing some things that will help people spiritually too, you know, to get stronger in the Lord.
That's well, possible. You know, as I started to begin, I actually, you know, I didn't pray traditionally as most people do, most Christians do. I actually wrote verses of poetry to God instead of actual prayers, because that was my way of kind of understanding, you know, prayer and how powerful His Word was practically in a different context. That was just, it was good for me to know that God works in so many different ways.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay, Brad, well, let's think about your future in as far as education is concerned. What are you thinking about after you graduate from high school?
My plan as of now is to go to Hiawassee College, which is a Methodist college. It's about 15 minutes away from my house, so it's close to home. It's intimate. It's not a very big college. It's actually about as big as our high school. So that's a huge help when going to college, because I don't have to, you know, be swarmed by so many people.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. It makes a lot of sense. It's a great way to start. Have you thought about after Hiawassee? I mean, have you thought beyond that yet?
Not really. Yeah. I think I would most like to be a short story writer rather than a novelist.
Yeah. Well, I'm eager to read some of your things and see what God does through you. It's going to be good, I'm sure.
I'll leave you with this, though. For those of you who have lost that relationship with Christ, do not worry, because God is there for you no matter what. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're willing, you know, to put the work in again that you used to have, then it'll come back, I promise you, because it has for me.
That's good, Brad. That's good. God just never goes away. He's there. He'll never leave us. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we're willing to turn in His direction, He's willing to forgive us and say, hey, come on back.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. That's a good word. Well, I tell you what, before we leave, Brad, I want us to have just a word of prayer together. So let me just lead us in prayer right now, okay? Father, I thank you so much for Brad, and I thank you for his testimony, and I thank you for his love for you and his faith in Christ and for what we've heard here in this podcast. And I'm praying right now that you would use his words to bless a lot of people, and that as people listen to this podcast, they would be drawn close to you and would give you thanks for the way you're working in their lives, even through the difficult times, just like you've taught Brad, to rejoice and praise you and to know that you're working through the cerebral palsy. So, Lord, thank you for Brad. Thank you for his testimony. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his graciousness and for his sweet spirit and his sensitivity to others. And thank you for what you're going to do with him, Lord. You're going to use him in a powerful way. And we can already see that. And we just give you praise and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.